Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Crail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains.
Mark Crail!
Guardian of the forest, protector of wildlife, champion of man and nature,
Mark Crail!
The plush and paneling of W. Putnam Clyde's office suggests serenity and soft speech. But there is no serenity and soft speech in the office now. In front of Mr. Clyde's desk stands Dan Brady, his eyes furious with anger. Equally as angry as Mr. Clyde as he listens impatiently to the other.
Don't you understand, Mr. Clyde? That there stuff you're dumping in the river floats right into Pine Tree Lake. And it's poison. It's killing everything.
Well, what of it?
What of it?
What of it? God blast it, you've got to stop it right now.
You don't say.
I do say. You've got to stop it before the whole lake is ruined. Before the whole town is ruined. Why, none of us can make a decent living no more. And this is our only chance. Come winter, we'll starve to death.
Mr. Brady, before I show you to the door, let me make one thing clear to you. I don't care what happens to your town. I don't care what happens to your lake. I'll continue to operate here, even if it means wiping out every living thing in this country. And there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Ruthless rascals like this man Clyde meet their match sooner or later. Sure looks like a lot of fast adventure ahead of us today.
Oh, you bet it's fast adventure. The kind of adventure that good, healthy folks find fun in sharing. For thrilling adventure is fun when you're in shape to take it. When you really feel fit for fun. Yes, you want to feel fit for fun. So make Kellogg's Pep the main part of your breakfast every single day. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes of wheat, ready to eat, fun to eat, wonderful with milk and sugar. Kellogg's Pep helps to make you feel fit for fun because it packs a powerhouse of food elements you need to build up strength, build up energy, build up sturdy bones and steady nerves. And mark this, every package of Pep also packs a prize. That's right, a terrific prize that I'll tell you about later on. Yes, sir, P-E-P means more than Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. P-E-P also means prize in every package. So if you want to have your fun and eat it too, ask your mother when she goes shopping, bring me a package of Kellogg's Pep.
High noon over the woodlands of the Northern Lake Country. Two figures walk briskly through the underbrush, man and boy. Creels slung from their shoulders, small hand nets hung at their belts, and both carrying light but strong rods. Mark Crail and his young companion, Scotty, have taken the day off to go fishing.
There it is, Scotty. There's Pine Tree Lake. See the water through the trees there?
Oh, brother, it's about time.
Cut over this way. Sam probably left our boat near that clump of pine.
I hope the fishing's good.
Oh, it is, Scotty. Take my word for it. Pine Tree Lake has the best fishing in the whole state. The water's perfect. Fresh and clean and clear as a bell.
Okay, I will take your word for it. But just remember our bet. Whoever lands the biggest pike gets out of chopping kindling for a whole week.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm counting on making a whole new set of flies in the spare time I'll have.
Oh, you are, huh? Well, don't count your fish before they're hooked.
Now, here we are. The boat should be right. Yes, there it is. And always count on Dan to have things ready for me. All right, Scotty. Pile your gear in the bottom.
Okay. Hey, Mark, who's this fellow Dan you keep talking about?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Dan Brady, why, he's one of the old-timers up here. Lives in Pine Tree Falls, that town over there across the lake. He's a fishing guide. Takes people out in the lake and shows them where to hook the big one.
You mean other people come up here? I thought this was sort of your own private spot.
Uh-oh, not at all. Why, Pine Tree Lake is known all over the country. As a matter of fact, Pine Tree Falls is a pretty popular resort. A lot of fishermen come up here. Well, ready now?
Uh-huh. Hey, wait a minute. What's that awful smell?
Hmm?
Don't you notice it, Mark?
I'm saying, now that you mention it.
Seems to be coming from the water. Hey, get a load of these rocks and stones on the water line. They're all black.
It is from the water, Scotty. Look at it. Covered with oil.
Hey, I thought you said this lake was so fresh and clean.
I don't understand it.
Oh, it sure doesn't look like such a hot place for fish to me.
Well, maybe they've been running a lot of motorboats on the lake and the waste has drifted into this cove. Come on, let's shove the boat down and row out in the middle. Okay. It's sure to be clear out there.
Did you say it was going to be clear out here, Mark? Why, it's worse.
You're right. Look over there, that muskie.
Why, it's floating belly up. It's dead.
Yes. Killed by all this oil and filth in the water. Why, the whole lake's been ruined.
What do you suppose happened? Where'd all this stuff come from?
I don't know. But you can bet I'm going to find out. Stand into those oars, Scotty. Head for Pine Tree Falls. Dan Brady should be able to tell us what's going on.
So you saw it, did you, Mark? You saw what's happened to Pine Tree Lake.
Yes, and what's happened to Pine Tree Falls, too. Why, Dan, it's like a ghost town.
Sure, nobody comes up to fish the lake no more.
Well, what happened, Mr. Brady? How did the lake get so dirty?
It's this way, son. They built a factory up Pine Tree River about 3 miles above the falls. This factory is run by a feller named W. Putnam Clyde. Don't know what the W stands for, except maybe weasel.
It sounds like he isn't very popular around here.
About as popular as a skunk.
But I don't get it. Why?
Well, now, get the picture, boy. The factory's on Pine Tree River, and the river empties into Pine Tree Lake about a mile below the falls.
Oh, it's beginning to add up.
That there factory uses a lot of oil and gas to run the machinery, and old man Clyde's been dumping all the used up oil and waste into the river.
And, of course, it's been carried straight into Pine Tree Lake by the current.
Oh, I get it now.
Well, what have you done about it, Dan? Haven't you spoken to Clyde?
Till I blew in the face, but he won't listen.
Well, not that I'm on his side or anything. Well, aren't you sure that... Well, you see, if he's running a big factory, you can't ask him to close down just on account of fish.
Nobody asked him to close down.
There are other ways of getting rid of waste, Scotty. He doesn't have to dump it into the river.
Oh.
Have you spoken to the authorities about it, Dan? It's against the law to pollute rivers.
Yeah, but not in his county, it ain't. His factory is just across the line. But rivers don't know no boundaries, blast it.
Dan, I think I'll go up the factory and have a little talk with Mr. W. Putnam Clyde.
Talk, Mark, like I told you. I talked to him till I was blue in the face.
I know, Dan. But there's no harm in trying again, is there? And besides, I'd like to find out what the W stands for.
Well, Mr. Trail, my secretary informs me that you have a vital matter to discuss with me.
Extremely vital, Mr. Clyde. When was the last time you went fishing?
Fishing? What the devil are you talking about?
Mr. Clyde, how about leaving this stuffy office right now? Get out and get some fresh air and sunshine, huh? I know a swell spot up the river where the fishing's perfect. We can have...
Fishing? Are you insane, Trail? Of all the ridiculous ideas I... Just a minute. Is this the vital matter you wish to discuss with me?
Well, it's part of it, Mr. Clyde.
Yes, I'm beginning to see. You don't happen to be a friend of Dan Brady, do you?
Why, yes, I am.
Of course. He sent you here, didn't he?
No, as a matter of fact, he didn't. This visit was my idea entirely.
It was, eh? And how much money are you making out of Pine Tree Lake?
Not a red cent, Mr. Clyde. I just like to fish. Like thousands of other people who once came up here.
Oh, really?
Mr. Clyde, don't you understand what you're doing? You're not only killing off the fish in Pine Tree Lake. You're destroying the entire balance of nature. The fish feed on insect pests, mosquitoes and flies, keeping them under control.
I do the same thing with DDT.
No. There's more to it than that, sir. The fish themselves are food for the wild animal life in the woods around the lake. And the lake itself is a resting place for migratory birds.
Well, they can find another place to rest.
Mr. Clyde, don't you understand? The world isn't made up of separate pieces. It just isn't trees and birds and animals. It's everything working together. And destroy one part, as you're destroying Pine Tree Lake, and you'll destroy everything.
A most impressive speech, Trail. And how would you expect me to save this wonderful scheme of nature?
Well, you know what to do. Stop dumping your waste into Pine Tree River.
I have to put it somewhere.
Well, you could put filters in your discharge pipes. You could build spillways to drain the oil into a dump and then burn it off. Why, there are any number of ways you could...
Yes, of course there are. But do you know how much it would cost?
Very little, compared to what you'd be saving in the long run.
But it would cost something. Trail, save your breath. I'm here to make money, not keep fish alive.
But, Mr. Clyde,
and
won't
if
you...
that's all you have to discuss with me, Trail, good day. There's the door. If you please.
But, Mr. Clyde... Oh, Scotty, what are you doing here?
Golly, Mark, I've been looking all over for you. You know what's happened? It's awful.
What's awful? Slow down and let's have it.
Dan, they put Dan in jail.
In jail? But what did he do?
What's going on here? What's all this racket about?
He blew his stack, Mark. I tried to stop him, but I couldn't. He came up here with an axe, and he tried to smash the spill pipes that drained the oil into Pine Tree River.
He what?
A couple of factory guards came along, and they dragged him to jail.
That's just the place for him.
You've got to get him out of there, Mark.
I don't know, Scotty. Mr. Clyde, you can get him out. Drop the charges. Dan is an old man. He didn't know what he was doing.
Well, then it's time he learned. Destruction of private property is a serious offense. I'll see that Brady stays in jail. Furthermore, I'm going to have you arrested too, Mr. Trail.
Me?
Yes. This looks like a conspiracy to me. You came here to occupy my attention while Brady did the dirty work. I'll see to it that both Brady and you stay in jail till you rot.
Scotty looks up at Mark with fear in his eyes at the thought of Mark going to jail. In a moment, we will continue our story. So stand by. Suppose you were in Mark's spot, innocently accused, faced with a trial and possible jail sentence. You'd have to act fast, call on all your strength, energy, and nerve. So listen.
Help build up strength. Help build up energy. Help build up sturdy bones and steady nerves. With that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, don't get me wrong. One single serving of Kellogg's Pep won't make you strong as a strong man, but one single serving of Kellogg's Pep will give you a day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, plus more builder-upper vitamins than you'll find in any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. So to help build up your strength, energy, and nerve, to help yourself feel fit for fun, you want Pep day after day, every single morning. And mark this, Kellogg's Pep is... marvelous, malty-flavored. There's something else that I'll tell you about later, too. A fun-filled prize in every package. Yeah, dandy prize. So, if you want to have your fun and eat it, too...
Take Pep, the prize package with the powerful powerhouse punch. Take Pep.
What began as an enjoyable day of fishing has ended in a day of trouble for Mark and his young friend Scotty. Dan Brady, a fishing guide, informed Mark that a factory operated by a certain W. Putnam Clyde was dumping its waste oil in the river that feeds Pine Tree Lake. Mark went to the factory to talk to Clyde, but was interrupted by the news that Dan had been arrested for trying to smash the drain pipes of the factory. As Mark left to visit Dan in jail, Clyde threatened to have Mark put behind bars as well.
Sorry to see you in jail, Dan, but if Clyde had his way, we'd all be on your side of the bar.
I warned you about that poor cat.
Yeah, the sheriff told us Clyde telephoned him and demanded he lock up Mark as soon as we got here.
You're still free, no thanks to Clyde.
The sheriff wouldn't arrest Mark unless Clyde could prove his case.
Now, never mind about me. Dan, why did you take an axe to those spill pipes? You know you can't get away with a thing like that.
I know, but I just couldn't help myself. Talk didn't do no good. You know you tried it.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Well, what are we going to do, Mark? How can we get Dan out of jail?
It's all up to Clyde. If I can get him to drop the charges...
He'll throw the book at me.
Yes, but maybe if I tried a different approach... Say, Dan, does Clyde have any friends around here?
Friends? Does a skunk have friends?
Come on, Dan, answer me.
Well, yeah, there's Doc Stevens. Him and Clyde are kind of friendly, though I can't see why Doc used to be more particular.
Doc Stevens, eh? Is he a real medical doctor?
Clyde's one of his patients.
Scotty, you keep Dan company. I'm going to see Doc.
What for?
He gives prescriptions, doesn't he? Maybe he can prescribe an idea for Mr. W. Putnam Clyde.
Why, this is preposterous, Stevens. Who ever heard of conducting a business conference in the middle of a river?
Well, it is unusual, I must admit, but this man I'm taking you to, well, Clyde, he's quite a fisherman, and he says he didn't have very much time up here, so any conferences would have to be arranged at his convenience.
Fish? Well, if I hear any more about fish, I'll explode.
Well, it isn't a bad idea having a meeting out here. There's his boat.
Huh? I can't see his face, but there's something very familiar about that man.
Oh, Clyde, I don't think he's ever been up here before.
No? No. I wonder. What business did he say he was in?
Well, come to think of it, he didn't. He just said he had an interesting proposition for you. Get ready, Clyde. We're coming alongside of his boat. Now jump when we touch.
What? I have to get into that leaky old tub? Why doesn't he come into this boat?
Now, is that the way to treat a prospective customer? Ready now.
But, Stevens, I can't talk business while he catches fish.
We're touching. Go on, jump, Clyde.
But this is ridiculous.
Go on.
Oh, all right.
Well, nice jump, Mr. Clyde.
What? You?
Better sit down. You're rocking the boat.
I knew it. It's a trick. Stevens.
So long. Remember, this is for your own good.
Stevens, come back here.
Sorry, I've got a patient waiting.
Blast you, Stevens. I'll have your hide for this.
Take it easy, Mr. Clyde. He can't hear you.
Trail, row me back to the factory.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's a mile downstream.
I don't care if it's 100 miles.
Now, listen, Mr. Clyde. We're out here in the river now. It's a beautiful afternoon. The fish are biting. Why not just relax and enjoy yourself, huh?
And how would you suggest I enjoy myself?
Well, here. Take this spare rod I have. Try your hand at it.
Oh. Just use this rod, eh?
That's right. Now, hold it down at the handle there and cast out as far as you can.
Oh, I'll cast out all right. On your head! And Mr. Clark, that's what I think of you and your fishing rod. Now, for the last time, take me back to my factory.
Mr. Clyde, if you were 20 years younger...
No, don't you dare. I'll have you arrested.
Relax. I won't touch you.
Oh. Well, then, are you going to take me back or aren't you?
All right, you win. I'll take you back. I should have known a man who lives and breathes money couldn't stand the smell of fresh air.
All right, Trail. We're opposite the factory. Turn into Shaw now and let me off.
Be a pleasure, Mr. Clyde.
Do you have a match?
A match? What for?
Never mind, I have one.
What are you going to do?
Light this cigar, do you mind?
Wait a minute, Mr. Clyde. Maybe a better not.
Say all you want about fresh air, but there's nothing like a good cigar.
Mr. Clyde, no. Don't throw that match overboard. It's still lit.
What are you raving
about?
You
fool!
Good heavens!
See what you've done? You've ignited the oil on the water.
The river is beginning to burn. Do something, Trail, or we'll be roasted alive! Hurry, Trail, hurry! Row harder! The flames are all around us.
Sit tight. I think we can make it. There. We're out of it now.
What in heaven's name happened? How could the river have started burning like that?
I told you not to throw that match overboard. Set all that waste oil afire. It was thick around the factory.
The factory? Trail, you don't suppose...
Oh, it was the fire siren, I think.
Oh, no. No! The factory, it's on fire!
That's what I was afraid of. The flames backtracked into the waste fill pipes. Went right into the factory.
You did this, Trail. It's all your fault.
My fault?
If you hadn't tricked me, if you hadn't forced me out on the river, this wouldn't have happened. I'll kill you for this. I'll kill you.
Hey, sit down. You'll upset the boat.
I'll kick you.
Sit down, I said.
Let go of me. Let go.
Stop now. Look what you've done. You've made me lose the oars. And we're still in the main current. We'll be carried over Pine Tree Falls.
Can't we do anything, Trail? Can't we break out of the current?
Not without oars. And you took care of them.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Trail. I lost my head. But isn't there anything we can do?
Yes, there is. Take off your shoes.
My shoes?
And your jacket, too. Anything that'll bind you or weigh you down.
Yes, but I don't understand.
We'll have to swim for it. It's our only chance.
Swim? But, Trail, I never learned to swim. I never had time.
I'll bet. Probably we're too busy making money. Now what good is your fortune doing you? Won't float you to shore. That's a cinch.
I know. I know. But listen, Trail. You can swim. You go ahead.
What?
Go on. Swim for it. Save yourself. This is all my fault. I can't ask you to sacrifice your life because of my mistakes.
Well, that's quite a change of heart.
Yes, I suppose it is, but it's come too late. Come on, Trail. Swim. Save yourself.
No, not this trip.
Don't be a fool. There's still a chance for you.
Stop talking and sit down. I brought you out here, and I'm going to take you back.
Here are the falls, Trail. I can hear them.
So can I, only too well. Less than a half a mile away.
Then it's hopeless. We'll both be killed.
Not quite yet. Now, Mr. Clyde, you sit absolutely still. Don't rock the boat.
Trail, what are you going to do with that fishing rod?
Try for the most important strike of my life.
Have you gone out of your mind?
Not a bit. If I can hook this line in the branches of one of those trees on shore, we may be able to pull ourselves in.
Why, that's impossible. The line would never hold.
It's nylon line, made for tough fighters. Should do the trick. Now, sit still. I'm ready to cast.
Good luck, Trail.
Here goes.
Did you make it?
Wait. No, it's too short.
I'll try again, quickly.
Have to reel in first.
Hurry, Trail, hurry. We're getting close to the fall.
Come on. Don't jam on me now.
Oh, golly. Isn't there anything I can do?
No, the reel is jammed.
Then we are finished.
Wait. The rod you broke over my head. The line is still wound tight.
Can you do it?
Pray that I can. It's our last chance.
With the falls now fatally close, Mark whips his arm back and casts, using all his strength and skill in one last desperate gamble for his life. In a moment, we'll continue. So keep listening.
Yes, listen closely to hear about the prize you'll find in every box of Pep. You will find a handsome, brightly colored statuette, maybe a cowboy, maybe an Indian, a football, baseball, or basketball player, or an animal of almost any description. There's one of 18 different statuettes in each box of Pep. Swap them with your friends. Collect. Each statuette stands on its own pedestal, so you can move them around in games and toy villages. Let them be passengers on toy trucks and trains. And mark this, you do not have to send in a box top. You pay not 1 cent extra. And you don't have to wait a single day. Just open your box of Pep and right inside you'll find your statuette. Or maybe your prize will be a Pep turbojet model plane with an aluminum jet type wing, all ready for you to assemble and fly. So tell Mother to pick the package with P.E.P. on the front. P.E.P. for Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. P.E.P. for prize in every package. Yes, if you want to have your fun and eat it too,
Pick Pep, the prize package with the powerful powerhouse punch. Pick
Trapped in a rowboat without oars, Mark Trail and Mr. Clyde, the arrogant and selfish factory owner, are being swept downstream by the powerful current of Pine Tree River straight toward the falls and instant death. Taking a last desperate gamble, Mark grabs his fishing rod and casts the line at the trees along the shore. The line arrows through the air, and then...
What happened, Trail? I can't see the line. Where did it land?
It's hooked in the trees. We made it.
But then reel in. Hurry!
We won't have to. Just tie the line around the oar lock here. There. The current will swing us in the shore.
I can't believe it. It's a miracle.
Oh, you can say that again. Well, we'll be on shore in a few minutes. Then it'll be a long walk back to your factory.
Oh, I don't think I'll mind.
Oh, you don't, eh?
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I was just thinking. For a man who doesn't like outdoor life, you certainly had a big dose of it for one day. Getting pretty close to the factory now, Mr. Clyde.
You mean what's left of it? It's burned to the ground for sure.
Why, look, there it is. Still standing.
What? I can't believe it.
And hey, look at that crowd over there. Seems like all of Pine Tree Falls is here. And there's Scotty and Dan. Hey, Scotty!
Mark!
Hey, come on, the gophers, Mark!
Hi, Dan!
Mark, what happened? Where have you been?
Are you all right, Mark? Are you... Oh, hello, Mr. Clyde. Hello, Brady.
What happened, Mark?
Never mind that now, Scotty. What happened here? Last I saw the factory, it was going up like a torch.
Oh, we all came up and put it out. Everybody in town.
Everybody in Pine Tree Falls?
That's right, Mr. Clyde.
Brady, if I'd been in your place, I probably would have let it burn to the ground.
What?
Please believe me when I say I know how wrong I've been.
Hey, am I here in pain?
No, I mean it, Brady. I'm dropping all charges against you, of course, and tomorrow I'm starting construction on a new spillway to drain the waste from my factory into a dump where it can be burned off. And I don't care how much it costs.
By golly, I must be dreaming, but it's such a wonderful dream.
And not only that. I'm going to see that Pine Tree Lake is completely restocked with fish. All you want.
Pinch me, Scotty. Now I know I'm dreaming.
But on one condition.
Oh, don't bother, Scotty. I'm awake. I know there was a hitch to it.
Yes, Brady, there is a hitch. I'll only do it if Mark Trail takes me out and teaches me to fish.
Well, I'll be...
All right. It's a deal, Mr. Clyde. But, I have a condition.
Don't look a gift horse in the teeth, Mark.
Well, what's your condition, Mark?
That you tell me what W, the first initial in your name, stands for.
Well, that's something I've never told anyone, but I will tell you. It stands for Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Yes, but I'm changing it. From now on, it's going to be Walton, in honor of Isaac Walton, the best fisherman of them all, because that's what I'm going to be.
Listen. That's Satan, a wild horse that is the terror of the Wyoming prairie. Six men have died trying to trap this devil horse. Will Mark be the seventh victim of the devil's herd? Tune in again, same time, same station on Friday, and find out what happens to
Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains.
Mark Trail.
Remember to tune in then next Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
All names of people and places used on this program are fictitious, and any similarity is purely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Listen tomorrow, same time, to Straight Arrow. Stay tuned now for Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. Today's Mark Trail was written by Albert Alley, directed by Drex Hines. Matt Crowley plays Mark Trail, and Ben Cooper is Scotty. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.